Well, Stuart, at lunchtime, I think anybody would have taken that Durham score, 115-1, and looking quite comfortable.
Yeah, the openers and Scotty made it look very easy. Made it look like a good wicket. And then after lunch, we had a little bit of a crazy session and probably didn't do ourselves justice, but probably showed that the wicket has got a bit in it. And maybe the lads up top did a really good job.
Harry Gurney, blistering spell for him. Career best figures, took 6 wickets, 3 wickets in 8 balls after lunch. Durham were suddenly reeling, weren't they?
Yeah, obviously a world-class bowler. He played for England, but he bowled well, put the ball in a good spot, got the ball swinging a little bit, and we were struggling at that point.
The injury to Paul Collingwood was a horrific blow. You see a player hitting the box like that, and he went down, and quite brave actually in the circumstances to come back out later on with a runner and add 33 runs for Durham in a lot of pain.
Yeah, I just think it just shows how much he loves playing for us and still wants to keep going. And it wasn't a nice blow. He wasn't in a good shape when he got hit, but I think he's all right now. He's just off at hospital now, so see how he is tomorrow.
Yeah. Talk us through your innings then. You played some nice shots, you got yourself to 42, and then you left one from the spinner Samit Patel, his first over back into the action.
I thought I played pretty well. It looked to be positive because we're obviously backs against the wall a little bit, but I just tried to play my way and be positive, and then had a little bit of a blank moment. Left one, thought it was going to spin, but obviously it didn't.
And you, as you say, you'd played some lovely shots until that point. You must have been feeling confident that you were on for a 50 at least.
Yeah, I've been feeling like I've been hitting the ball pretty well in the last few games and in the nets and stuff. So I just needed to bring it out to the middle, really. And then I got off to a decent enough start. And then, I felt pretty good, been good nick.
115-1 at lunch, all out by tee for 244. Bit of a nightmare afternoon in all though for Durham.
Yeah, a little bit of a nightmare afternoon, but we'll come back tomorrow strong and we'll hopefully put them wrongs right and bowl them out quick enough.
Keep finding a way though, the last few weeks of just causing yourselves problems with the bat, getting off to a good start. This is the fourth match in a row now where you've only managed one batting point in 3 of them. You didn't get a batting point at Somerset. There's a lot of points that have disappeared from a batting point of view in the last few weeks, and when you look at the table, it's so tight and you've got yourselves into a scrap at the wrong end of the table at the minute. You can't really afford those errors.
Yeah, true, but I feel like the lads are all playing pretty well, and you saw in the second innings of the last game against Warwickshire, the lads played really well, and I don't think we're far away. It's just maybe a bit of luck going our way or one big partnership and things will change. So hopefully second innings we can do that, put a few big partnerships together and put a big lead on, because I think that wicket might be a bit up and down come day 3 and 4.
Do you think there's a bit of an element of this all sort of started with that Somerset match, which ended in ridiculous fashion, continued into the Middlesex? You struggled against Warwickshire last year. Do you think there's just been a hangover for the last few weeks, and maybe the players are just running out of a bit of steam at the end of the business end of the season now? It's been a long season with a lot of white ball cricket as well, and the T20 Cup final and that kind of thing.
Maybe I don't think so. I think we like I said, all the lads are in good spirits, playing pretty well in nets and stuff. I think that Somerset game was a bit of a freak game, and the wicket was obviously very conducive to spin. So I think we're all right. I think we're going pretty well. We just need to change a bit of luck with the bat and maybe with the ball as well. And I think we could have won 2 of these games quite easily.
Michael Lunn has got his 10th half century against Durham. I think he clipped one down the leg side when he was on something like 34. You managed to get probably your fingertips to it, but no more than that. I mean, if you'd have just stuck, that would have been a cracking catch.
Yeah, I just looked at the video, actually. It would have been good. I would have liked it. Because the wicket's quite slow, we're quite close, so reaction time wasn't that much. So I would have liked to grab that one, but that's the way it goes, I suppose.
Early wickets needed tomorrow.
Definitely. We need to come back fighting hard, bowling better lines and lengths, and hopefully we put it in the right area and the ball will do a bit more.